Hello to everybody who's out there rolling for initiative. It's Beautiful Anonymous. It's 1 hour, one phone call, no names, and one murderous bear.
I'd rather go one-on-one. I think it'll be more fun, and I'll get to know you, and you'll get to know me.
Hello, everybody. Chris Gethard here welcoming you to perhaps the strangest episode of Beautiful Anonymous. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that some people are going to love this one. Some people are going to hate this one. There will not be much middle ground, but I think those of us who enjoy it will enjoy it greatly. This caller, we got into some topics pretty quick that were light, and it hit a turning point where I, in my head, said, which way do I want to go with this? Do I want to dig deeper, probe further? See if this person has some stuff under the surface that hasn't come out yet that might be emotionally gripping in the tradition of this show. Or do we want to go off the deep end for one episode? Just see what happens. So we went in that direction. I had a lot of fun. It's a weird one and a wild one, but I hope you laugh and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you for calling Beautiful Anonymous. A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the show with the host.
Hello.
Hey there.
How's it
going?
It's going all right. I'm a little tired. I did a gig in Portland, Maine last night. I woke up in Maine, flew back to New York.
You woke up in Maine.
Now I'm on the phone with you. Yeah, that's how my day's going. And I put together a stroller in between. I landed in New York. I assembled a stroller with my wife.
Whoa.
Now I'm here talking to
you.
You've
had a busy day.
Head spinning. That's a head spinning experience. Now, how are you?
I mean, honestly, I think I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I think if I'd had to put together an entire stroller, that would be the end of my day. So, I mean, props to you. That's impressive.
Yeah, I was pretty psyched that the one we built is intuitive. I think we made a good choice.
Oh, okay.
We made a good choice in our purchase, it turns out. Very environmental one. Green Tom, it's called. Free plug for Green Tom. Strollers.
Enjoy your plug.
Yeah. Now, what's up? What are you thinking today? Because like I said, I woke up in a different state. I'm on no sleep, so this one could get wild.
Awesome. Well, maybe. What's been on my mind, I am planning for playing and running Dungeons and Dragons games this weekend. So
this one is going to get wild. I said could get wild. It's already gotten wild. That's cool.
Yeah, I dig it a lot. It's something that I did a lot in my high school days. And early college days, and it's sort of become kind of my staple creative outlet in my older years as well now. So, yeah.
That's cool. I've only played Dungeons & Dragons a handful of times, but I've greatly enjoyed it. And I feel like I'm custom built for it. I'm like a nerdy kid who's slightly angry and got real into improv at a certain point. Like, I clearly should have had a much bigger Dungeons & Dragons phase.
Absolutely. I mean, that's someone on Twitter at some point, I think, called it's Dungeons and Dragons. It's improv, but with higher stakes, if that's even possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you are a DM. Are you DM?
I am occasionally. I mainly a player, but I did just start being a dungeon master in the past year, and it's terrifying and one of the coolest little creative experiences I've ever gotten to have. So
that's cool. There's probably some people familiar. There's probably a lot of people who have never played Dungeons and Dragons. The DM is the person who designs the whole quest. So a bunch of people show
up.
You sit around a table of some sort. And the DM says, all right, so we're starting in this village. What do you want to do? Who do you want to talk to? Do you want to go to the blacksmith and buy weapons? Do you want to, there's this guy lurking on the edge of the woods. He's looking at you with binoculars. Do you want to go chase him down? You make up all those things. And then people roll dice and they fight monsters and stuff.
Exactly.
That's what the DM does.
Or online. I have some games that are online at this point. So sometimes sit around a virtual table and hang out together there as well. So.
Is that through like a Skype or FaceTime or Google Hangout style video chat?
Depends. Yeah, I mean role playing games have kind of exploded recently, which is really cool. There's a bunch of applications for them.
Ooh.
I mean, you've got big like online Twitch stream shows like Critical Role, which is a bunch of voice actors who've been like best friends for years and took their home D&D game and have been streaming it for the past several years on Twitch for other people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been an explosion of it, and it's awesome.
And the McElroy,
cool.
The McElroy brothers from My Brother and My Brother and Me, they
Adventure
got
Zone.
Yeah, they got a D&D podcast, right, with their dad?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Adventure Zone is fantastic.
Just so you know, anytime I've played my friend JD always gets mad at me because most of the times I play Dungeons & Dragons, it's been with him. And he always gets mad at me because I always insist on playing a ranger. And he's like, how come you're always trying to be cool? So anybody who's listening, rangers are like, you tell me if I'm describing this correctly. Rangers are kind of like fighters. They tend to be a little like mysterious and brooding. And they have like, they tend to live in the woods and they can communicate
to, like,
with animals.
Powers.
Yeah.
Like you can have like an animal companion or you just got these powers that are attached to nature, but you're still like powerful with hitting stuff or, you know, shooting stuff with a bow and arrow. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like Aragorn. They're like Aragorn from Lord of the Rings.
Aragorn. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Last time I played, I had an owl. So I could send the owl ahead to scout out situations and do some reconnaissance. Then the owl would fly back and tell me what we were dealing with. And then I could also have the owl attack people. I once had a campaign where I had a ram, but the ram went out of control and my teammates killed it. So I abandoned the party and turned evil.
Oh no.
I'm going to kill my ram.
Companion.
Don't kill my ram. You out of your mind?
Don't kill my ram.
Now,
I mean, that was some character development, though. I mean, you turned around on that. That's pretty great.
Instantly. I mean, it was when I was in college and I was severely unhinged mentally, and it threw me into a rage that they killed my ram.
Oh my god!
Now maybe you can give a pitch. I want you to give a pitch because there's probably a lot of people listening who are like my wife. My wife, who is the best. She has this blind spot where when Dungeons & Dragons comes up, she gets, I would say, flummoxed and annoyed at the idea of it. She's like, so you just sit around pretending to be another person? Why? So maybe you could go ahead and give the pitch for all the people like my wife who D&D makes them. Do you find some people get strangely irritated just at the idea?
Yeah, I feel like people really just have to give it a chance and play to like have that aha like click in their brain of, oh, this is why. This is so cool. You are, if you look at the basics of it, yes, you're just sitting around a table pretending to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be some of the most fun that you can have. You know, when you go out on like, you know, your mission or whatever adventure that you're on, that can be some of the most like real experiences that you can like have with a bunch of your friends. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you weren't, you know, you and your buddies at that moment, you were whoever you were playing, and like, you don't talk about it. You remember that time our characters did like this crazy thing? It's like, you remember when we did this? As if you actually did it in real life. But I mean, it can be some of the most like, you know, fulfilling, fun times that you can have.
All right. And who do you play with? Who's your crew?
I run a home game, as we would call it, which is what you'd most think about. It's a bunch of friends that get together and sit around the table and, you know, whoever's hosting cooks, and we all bring snacks. And
I was going to ask what kind of snacks. That's one of the most important questions about any D&D game. What kind of snacks you got?
Oh, we get spoiled. My friends that host usually end up cooking something very lavish, and then we bring a whole host of, you know, chips and nuts and other things and dips and everything, and then mead and other things are brought along.
Mead,
you know, cultivate the atmosphere. Oh, absolutely.
Mead.
Yes. Oh, yes. I literally have a goblet at at our friend's house where we usually post up, and I fill my goblet with mead. And
you drink mead from a goblet.
From a goblet. It is the, you know, most metal thing that I can think of.
Wow.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's just so much fun.
So it's a crew of friends. And can I, what's your home life like outside of the D&D?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I have a job that I like,
mm-hmm.
but it's not necessarily the most creatively fulfilling job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like aspects of D&D kind of, you know, push all of my creativity buttons all at the same time. It's a little bit of writing, it's a little bit of performing, it's a little bit of character work and improv, it's a little bit of everything all at the same time, and that's a good feeling when you don't necessarily get paid to do that like uh-huh. in your regular everyday life.
And do you have a partner, kids, pets? I want to get a sense of the home life to see where we land on this. Because some people have stereotypes of a D&D player.
Oh, I see. I do have a partner. We don't have any children yet. He is very supportive of all of the creative fields that I get, but I think similarly to your wife, he doesn't quite get it, I guess. It's never really clicked for him, but he's like, okay, I can see this very visibly makes you happy and you enjoy it, so go have your, you know, D&D bowling night of sorts and uh-huh. go from there.
Uh-huh. So. Has he ever tried to play?
He did very briefly once. It involved a lot of alcohol, and he just happened to be watching when I got a group together to play. And he just got annoyed about other people's decisions. And so, you know what? Screw it. I'm playing. You guys aren't doing this right.
So he got liquored up and decided he knew how to do the quest better than the people in it?
He got liquored up and decided he wanted to win D&D, which is not a thing. So, yes.
So he's all
the
drunk.
Only time got him to play.
So he's getting a little too drunk. He's like dipping into your mead too much, and all of a sudden he's like, "Fuck it, I'm a cleric. I'm a cleric." What kind of?
I'm in it.
I got spells in my bag, so let's heal up and get focused up, people. Can we get focused up here? I'm a cleric. My name is Dazgo the Wise. Let's get to work, people.
It was a sight. It was a sight to behold. only time I've ever gotten him to play, and I don't know if I will get a repeat of that night
and
ever again.
What did he say in the morning?
I asked him about it. You know, I checked in. I was like, "Hey, how was that? Was that fun?" I don't know if it was fun. I just got really annoyed that they weren't like keeping up the pace. It's like, okay, sure, why not? So, I don't know.
So you're not like a brooding goth teenager, which I think some people think.
No, in fact, when people find out that this is something that I do as like a hobby, they are, in fact, usually quite surprised until they think about it. And then they're like, well, actually, no, that kind of does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not that stereotype. And honestly, none of the people that I game with really are. You could be staring down a D&D player in your day-to-day life and never know.
Never know. But back in the 80s, when I was a kid in the 80s, they literally said it was a game played by Satanists. They said it was a game aimed at attracting kids to Satan. That was what I had heard about it growing up.
Absolutely. we definitely had the satanic panic as well growing up. I had to lie when I was playing in high school and say that I had like club meetings and other things in order to go hang out and drink Mountain Dew at a friend's house and play D&D. It persisted for a long, long time. But now I'm seeing out there now, like there are fantastic people out there that like are doing like D&D clubs for students and, you know, like getting like middle school and high school kids like really into it, like having them write their own adventures and having them DM for each other. And it's like a complete 180 turnaround. It's interesting.
We're past the satanic panic.
We've made our way past, I think.
I'm tempted to ask you if you want to run a quest for the remainder of this call. And I'll role play. I'll come up with a character and I'll role play. But I don't know if one-on-one D&D is a thing. Although I did have a sad college roommate once who once tried to get us all to start a campaign and we were all too busy. And he started playing solo D&D, which I to this day can't imagine what that even entailed.
I know it's done. There are people that do it, I suppose. I've never been that person. I will be perfectly honest. Because I usually like the group dynamic. We could try if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, and if you want, Jared and Harry are sitting by, and I could recruit them to the game if the listeners want to hear role play between me, Harry, and Jared with a caller as the DM. We've got 43 minutes. We can do some damage on a little one-off mini quest if you want.
We could seriously do this. I'm all about theater of the mind. We don't need minis. We don't need dice. We've got this.
All right. And if you have dice, you can just roll them on our behalf when it's time. And do you want to include Jared and Harry? So the three of us?
That would be fantastic. Absolutely. Party of three. The trio. Absolutely.
Jared, have either of you guys ever played D&D before?
Harry has.
You looked immediately uncomfortable, Jared.
That's just how I always look.
Oh, no.
Okay. So everybody, you got to come up with a character. You got to do it quick. Like my name is, let's see. My name is Glendon Oakfoot, and I'm a ranger.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I got a ranger. So, and what are my what are the traditional options for an animal companion for a ranger?
You could do a crow or a wolf. Or
a bear?
Maybe a bear.
Yeah, I want a bear. Wow. I'm going to have a bear. But he's going to be a small bear. He's going to be like a small, fast bear. Glendon Oakfoot. I'm going to write that. So it is
Glendon Oakfoot.
Yeah, it is
I'm literally writing this down on post-its right now. Okay, and you have a bear.
I am Glendon Oakfoot, the last of my people.
The last of your people.
Are you
a human, or are you a specific type of fantasy person?
I'm a 1/16th dwarf.
Excellent.
I'm 1/16th dwarf. And who is this warrior to my right?
Jomar Salvinston.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I'm a halfling bard.
A halfling bard. So you're going to be doing some singing.
Yeah.
Great.
I guess that's what I just agreed to.
We might need some songs to help charm our way into some Some pubs.
I don't know. I'm not good at this.
You're gonna kill. You're gonna crush it, Jared.
I go with my cat's name, Tyrone. Tyrone the Terrible.
Tyrone the Terrible. Okay. And are you a warrior? Are you a wizard? Are you a?
I'm an elf.
Oh, you're an elf.
Great. Yeah.
We're an elf.
You're a terrible elf. Okay.
Harry suggested that I'd be an elf.
Okay, you're
some
an elf.
You have so some elven. I could see some elven.
You want to, I'll take it. Yeah, elf makes sense, right?
Do you want to fight things like in what we would call melee? Do you want to like swing a sword and just like beat people up? Or do you want to use magic? Like, what are you thinking?
Melee seems simpler. I think the melee because it's going to be less complicated, right?
Melee, I think.
I mean, you could be a standard fight, man. You can just fight.
Yeah,
swing a sword.
I'll fight.
Oh, do you want to? Well, okay, you could spice it up. Do you want to be a barbarian?
Ooh, Jared, a barbarian or an elf?
Yeah, barbarian.
Well, you could be a barbarian elf.
Yeah, barbarian elf from north of the wall.
Yeah.
You come from north of the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Or south.
All right. So
commit.
This would be the time when we would like. It's your choice. There's no wrong answers. It's all good.
Okay. I'm going to put my improv chops on display here. I've been paid to act, so all these listeners are about to get it for free.
Wait, before we go on, can we take an ad break here?
Oh, this will be the first ad break. Listeners, return soon, for I, Glenn, and Oakfoot shall lead my party, Jomar Salvinston and Tyrone the Terrible, on a quest beyond your wildest imagination. We'll be right back. But we're not actually taking the break.
No, that's fine.
Yes, okay. Okay, so yeah, now we're putty in your hands. And tell me if you want to talk about anything else, but this is really fun.
No, this is absolutely amazing. I love it. all right. Well, I mean, if we're going to do this, we should do it right. And we should probably do that stereotypical meeting in a tavern.
Mm-hmm. And Jared just typed to me, are we referring to you by a name or are you just the DM?
You can call me DM, that's fine. DM. Absolutely.
So we're in a tavern.
Yes. It's a hangout for, ruffians and layabouts, so you fit right in.
Uh-huh.
You're up at the bar with a couple of, pints of ale. And there's a sort of rough and tumble human bartender, taking care of everybody. And he's just laid down your drinks, and you've paid for them. And what would you like to do, Glendon, Jomar, Tyrone the Terrible?
Firstly, I will tell this barkeep that this ale is watered down, and I do not appreciate it.
He sort of glares at you.
I glare right
back. Are you saying my beer isn't good?
I'm saying that this tavern is amongst the most wretched we have stepped foot in upon this many months long mission.
He'll continue to kind of glare at you, and then he'll just burst into laughter. That's one of the best compliments we've ever gotten. Thanks so much.
All right. How you feeling, Jomar?
Well, I'm just a little guy. I'm a halfling, so... This is good that the beer is watered down because then I can drink it like a normal man, like a normal sized person. So thanks, barkeep.
You're welcome, little one. What about our barbarian friend? How are you, Tyrone?
North of the wall, we only drink mead. So I haven't been drinking anything.
No.
Didn't get to try the watered down ale.
Oh, the barkeep's like, well, we've got mead. I mean, if you want mead, it'll cost you, but...
How much? We have a lot of money from our escapades.
Yeah, we got cash. I'll say it loudly. Okay. I don't care if any of these ruffians hear me. We have many months' worth of spoils. I dare any of you... to try anything untoward.
We want the best meat.
The best. And I want some mulled wine.
The best meat?
I want some spiced mulled wine. And I want it now.
Well, now that you're making it rain gold and silver. So the barkeep, he's running around making sure that you've got what you need. But you have attracted the attention of some of the ruffians further down the bar.
Good.
They see you making it rain.
Good.
And they turn their attention to you. You got all that money. You gonna buy us a drink or what?
I didn't earn all this money to waste it on you, friend.
Yeah.
Who you calling friend, pal?
You, buddy.
Who you calling buddy, friendo?
I'm talking to you, confidant.
All right, I think we're gonna have to get in a fight now. Yeah, I'd have you roll initiative, but we don't have dice or anything else. So I'm just gonna give you an arbitrary lineup of who gets to do something first.
Okay. All right. So it's me and Joma.
Tyrone, you get to go first.
Tyrone, you're fighting these ruffians.
Sorry, I was distracted because we weren't recording our microphones.
You haven't been recording your microphones
so
this
Harry
whole
and I
time.
Are add it back in later.
Yo, you're gonna add it back in.
But so now we're recording it.
So you guys are going to go back and do actual voiceover of your own prior contributions.
Excellent.
Yeah, disaster.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Okay. Tyrone, I've taunted these ruffians into a fight, and they're trying to step up in this bar. And it sounds like you're the first up to bat.
Oh, yeah. So what are my moves here? I mean, I don't want to bring any weapons out yet. I think I'm just going to go...
You're gonna
bare-fisted, yeah.
Fisticuffs.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And
so as a barbarian, you have this cool thing. You go into a rage, which makes you fight even harder, and it makes it so even if you take some hits, it's even harder for people to take you down. So you can rage out if you wanted to.
Yes, I am absolutely raging out at the ruffians.
Excellent. We'll go ahead and say that you connect and you give him this giant uppercut to the jaw, and he stumbles backward.
Nice.
Glendon Oakfoot, it's your turn.
I remove my obsidian blade from its sheath, made from the oak of my ancestors, a type of tree that grows only in the woods from whence my people come. I am the last of those people, and I shall defend their honor. And I charge with my obsidian knife. It's a knife. It's not a sword. It's like maybe a dagger.
Oh, a dagger? Okay.
Maybe more of a dagger. Yeah, it's an obsidian dagger with an oak handle that kind of grows around, almost like the roots grow around it and grip the blade.
I'm
going to cut some throats.
You slash out with your dagger at this ruffian. Get him square in the belly.
Yes. Yes, I'm arbitrarily murdering. Jomar, you got this, Jomar.
Who's the smallest one of the ruffians? Is there like a particularly wimpy one?
we will say that the big guy that you're mainly attacking right now, he has a little friend that was just repeating everything that he said. Sure, you can attack that one.
Perfect.
You got him, Jomar.
Okay, I'm gonna take out my I got two little daggers. They're gold. They're not super sharp, but they're very pretty. And I'm gonna start kind of flipping them around in my hands and just impressing the small one. Or intimidating, but also it's impressive.
Okay. I'll say you charm him, which is a thing you can do in D&D. Sure.
You charm them.
You will charm him.
Beautiful.
Do you sing while you do that?
And yeah, now he considers you a friend, so he doesn't want to fight with you guys anymore. Cool. See, everything doesn't have to be slicing people up. You can get out of a combat another way.
I summon my bear. Lothax.
You
of the hills.
You call it.
Lothax of the hills, come to me.
Black bear.
What's that?
Is it a grizzly bear? Is it a black bear?
It's a grizzly.
A koala bear? Is it?
It's a grizzly. I'm tempted to say it's a koala bear, but it's a grizzly bear. And his name's Lothax of the Hills.
Lothek of the Hills. Lothek of the Hills was hanging outside of the bar, you know, just to, you know, give you guys some alone time. But he comes barreling through the saloon doors to attack at your bidding. Are you Yes. Are you attacking the larger of these ruffians?
I'm attacking everybody. Everybody who's not fleeing is in danger now. I'm a loose cannon. Can you tell?
We have a term for this. It's called murder hobo, but I'm into it, so we'll do this.
I am a murder hobo.
Sure. Lothek just goes rampaging through the bar, just, you know, innocent bystanders, just torn up.
Absolutely. Flee! Flee! If you do not flee now, suffer the consequences. I have warned you, peasants. My bear.
I'll go ahead and say those that were not directly involved with you just sort of start running for the door. The barkeep is trying to keep the peace, like, hey, you know, we can work this out, right?
Lothek of the Hills has not been fed in many hours, and he knows the taste of human flesh.
The barkeep is just going to pull one of those moves where he very slowly just ducks behind the bar. Just sort of disappears out of sight. Okay. So are you just going to continue to destroy this ruffian?
I'll mess up some ruffians and then I'll chill out. And then I'll chill
and
out.
And is the guy you charmed, is the person that Jamar charmed with us?
Oh, yeah, we'll let him live. We'll let that little guy you charmed live.
He's my little friend.
Oh, yeah, he's just chilling with you. So unless you decide to attack him, he's your bud.
What's his name?
Several minutes. His name is Solomon.
Solomon. All right, yeah, we'll let Solomon live.
Cool.
He's cool. Solomon's chill. He's cool. I like his goatee.
Yeah.
I really like his goatee.
Yes, I forgot to mention the goatee. It's a blonde goatee. He's a little thinning on top. Blonde hair and just massive goatee, though more hair on the chin than on the head.
Oh, he's overcompensating.
You know, it happens.
Okay.
So while this chaos,
I'm adoring this. This is amazing.
All the chaos is happening in the bar. I take out a fiddle and start playing a little, you know, saloon Wild West type song for everyone.
My bear is on a murder rampage?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. I like that.
He just starts playing the Benny Hill theme.
Yeah. All right. Me and Solomon are just rocking out.
So, yeah, Joe Mar's rocking out on the fiddle. Solomon's into it. And Tyrone, are you still... Are you still wailing away on this guy as well, or have we died down the combat?
No, I'm having some of that really fine mead now.
Yes.
Finest mead. In peace.
Well,
let Lothek do the work.
Let Lothek do all the work. Would you like to continue on another quest, or?
Yes, let us leave this bar. It bores me now. No one presented a challenge to Glendon Oakfoot, last of his kind.
Are you the last of your kind?
I'm the last of my kind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So should our quest be to find you a mate?
A bride.
Yeah.
A bride for Glendon Oakfoot. I have been lonely for too long, and I have not met the companion who has kept my attention. This companion will have to be something truly special. Tyrone the Terrible.
To be fair, every time we go to a bar, you just unleash your bear and cause a scene. We never really get to talk to anybody.
It is a fair point you make, Jomar Salvinston. But know that it is rooted in my loneliness, and I must find the person attracted to me from me, even if me is a borderline serial killer mass murderer. Who shall be my bride? Who can tame the wild Glendon Oakfoot?
Does Solomon know anyone?
Solomon, do you know anyone?
Well, there's the council, the head of the council's daughter. She's pretty cool.
I would like to speak before this council.
I don't know. They're pretty rough about who gets an audience. You'd have to prove yourself pretty worthy to talk to them.
I will murder everyone in this village until I speak to the council. Lothax of the hills!
Your bear comes to you.
Lothax, go around this town and start killing people until this council lets me talk and say my piece.
But don't kill the head of the council's daughter.
Yeah. Don't kill the daughter. By accident. Do not turn this into a Shakespearean tragedy where the irony of my own violent ways bites me in the ass.
You send your giant grizzly bear companion to start slaughtering people in the street, I guess.
Yes. Yes. I shall have my bride by day's end.
We could just go down to where the council meets and try to talk to him, too. It's up to you. He says as he strokes his fantastic blonde goatee.
I think we should go with Solomon's plan. At least try it at the same time as your bear is destroying.
Jomar, I feel like you are disturbed by my predilection for violence.
You know, I joined this quest. I thought I'd be playing the flute, jumping around, having a good time. I didn't realize there'd be so much bear murder as there has been. It's just been a lot.
Can I just go out there and say this is literally how every D&D group starts?
I want my bride.
All right. Let's go talk to the council. Maybe she'll talk to you. I don't know. I'm just a dude in a bar. Let's go.
Solomon, know that if she rejects me, I will have your head.
Well, that's not very nice to say to a new friend.
Friend. I do no friends. My heart is cold as ice. Now, the council, we shall see.
All right.
I always wanted to see a council, so I'm
never
down.
Never seen a council.
We don't have those in the barbarian areas. No councils. It's pretty just people do whatever they want. Yeah.
That's fair. So Solomon will lead you through town as your bear is rampaging still. And up to a very large ornate building, gilded, right at the center of the town square. And it is guarded by two pretty heavily armored guards, two large great axes in their hands, and they're just standing by the door.
Move.
But then they hear the screams of everyone being killed and murdered by a giant grizzly bear, and they are a little concerned.
Guards, I will give you one chance. Move out of my way.
We're going to go see about the bear, so sure, go ahead. And they'll run off.
Ha, 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 ha.
That worked.
So they leave their posts, and the door seems to be unguarded.
We shall walk through this door, and we shall find my bride.
So do the councils, right? Their whole families live in this building?
Whoa, what's that other phone?
No, it
you got another campaign happening?
Okay. I do, actually. I'm busy juggling.
Oh, that was the council alarm system.
Uh-huh. Oh, the council building's alarm has gone off.
Thank you for calling the council. Your call is important to us. On the line.
Hold music.
You go ahead and push your way through the large ornate doors, and it's a vast, almost ballroom in size. And up a very grand staircase, you see almost like choir risers. Just this council of 12 individuals in beautiful robes, sort of just sitting amongst each other talking. And as soon as you open the door, they kind of look down at you and are like, oh, hey, what's up?
You're a very informal counsel if you start your interactions with the words, hey, what's up? I am Glendon Oakfoot.
You know, we try to keep it casual around here.
That's cool. I am Glendon Oakfoot, the last of my kind, an unbeatable warrior, and frankly, I am bored. For many miles, no one has given my companions and I a challenge in the field of battle. I have heard that a beautiful woman loves amongst these parts, that the head counselor has a daughter who might be worthy of my hand. And I come now to offer you the gracious opportunity to give your daughter to me, to be my bride.
All of a sudden, one of the robed figure steps forward, and she pushes her hood back and looks to be a beautiful human woman, but you suspect that she may also have at least some dwarven heritage.
Oh. Hi.
He looks down upon you. Hey. Well, I don't know. I hadn't really been thinking about it, but if you can best me in battle, sure, I'll marry you.
If I can best you in battle. All of my battles generally end in killing, but I shall let you live if it means that I might have your hand.
But before the battle, can we hear from some sponsors?
Ah, counsel,
sure.
I implore you, use the promo codes associated with the following products, for it helps me pay my mortgage and it helps the show survive. Pod Swag is your one-stop shop for merch from all your favorite podcasts. Rep the shows you love with items like shirts, pins, hoodies, decals, mugs, posters, accessories, and more. New styles are constantly being updated for you to add to your collection. It's also a great place to shop for gifts for your podcast-loving friends. Pod Swag is where the Beautiful Anonymous merch lives. I hear rumor we got a new t-shirt. Go to podswag.com/beautiful to shop our collection today. That's podswag.com/beautiful. Thank you so much to our sponsors. We have returned to the council hall where I shall face this lovely, beautiful female warrior. And shall I win, she shall be mine in marriage.
Or you'll be hers.
Or I'll be hers because it's an equal... It's an equal partnership.
Yeah. It's an equal partnership thing, yeah.
I do not buy into outdated modes of gender dynamics. I want an equal partnership.
So she'll just be like, okay, cool. Can you hand me that spear? Yeah, thank you. All right, cool.
Tyrone, why did you hand her the spear?
Off the balcony.
Why did you hand her the spear? Now,
I want it to be an equal fight.
Why do they even call you Tyrone the Terrible? You're an extremely reasonable person.
I think it's like Tyrone the Terrible, but sophisticated barbarian elf. That's what I like to
call. Oh, that's
about.
Your full name.
Yeah.
Tyrone the Terrible, but sophisticated barbarian
terrible,
elf.
Yes, sophisticated.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that was your full name.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Okay.
In this big ballroom, is there like a piano or like an upright bass or any sort of instrument?
I think solo bass would be really good if they have that.
There happens to be a baby grand just kind of sitting in the corner.
Perfect.
I mean.
A baby grand for Jomar.
So I go up to it and just start playing like, you know, I'm scoring the whole thing in a way that's appropriate.
It's like ragtime.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd love to hear a sample. I'd love to hear a sample of what it sounds like.
Sort of like a... Like it's building. It's sort of like into like Phantom Menace, that song, but like the beginning of it when it's still kind of calm. Like Duel of the Fates. It's sort of like a little Duel of the Fates type thing.
Ah, the perfect soundtrack for the definitive battle of my life.
All right. Well, either I'm about to get married or you're about to die. We'll see how it goes.
Yes, we shall.
Yeah, she's going to go after you with this long, intricate spear.
I charge forward, knowing no fear in my heart.
Excellent. Do you attempt to parry her blow, or do you go for a blow of your own?
I aim to use my obsidian blade to come up from underneath her spear in an effort to knock it out of her grip.
Excellent. Well, you knock it to one side, but she's surprisingly enough, this is not the first time someone's attempted to best her in combat to try and marry her. So she's pretty good at this. So she still manages to hold on to her spear.
I freeze in shock. No warrior holds on to a weapon once I choose to de-arm them. What is this madness?
Like a little sting, like a, oh no, on the piano.
I'm going to say the sting, and also, you know, just like the anime star eyes happen. And you're like, oh my God, I think she's the one.
I freeze, overwhelmed with her abilities.
And in that frozen moment, she whacks you over the head with the blunt side of her spear.
Ow! And yet, I am learning of a new submissive side of myself that I've never given into. And I am interested.
But I think she's into you, too, because she didn't just stab you with the spear.
Great point, Tyrone.
Yeah. I think this is working out well.
Thank you, Tyrone.
Yeah. Is Tyrone just yelling this over battle as well? Like, I think she might like you, too!
I allow her to hit me to explore this submissive side further. For I am...
Well, she will. She'll go ahead and whack you a couple more times.
Ow! 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 But nice. Ow!
She's not going for the kill. She seems to be enjoying herself, actually.
But you still have to best her, right?
Oh, yeah. I have to best her.
Yeah.
I sweep her feet out from beneath her.
Oh, wow. So she's not expecting that. So she does. She goes ahead and tumbles down. But she's still got her spear sort of held up in front of her as a shield of sorts.
I stand above her and step back outside of the range of the spear. And, charge back in and try to do like a slide kick thing since she's on the ground.
Oh, gotcha. Sure. Yeah, let's go with that. Let's explore that.
I slide towards her, aiming to hit her stomach with my mighty boot.
She instead goes ahead and whips one of her feet into the air and just sort of stops you with her own foot.
Oh,
right in the forehead.
Ow, shit, but I liked it. Ow, but I'm intrigued. I'm strangely intrigued.
She'll just sort of hold you there, you know, like when you put your hand on your younger sibling's forehead and they're like sort of scrambling to get away from you. She just kind of holds you there for a second.
I yield to your superiority.
Okay. She'll go ahead and stand up. She does one of those really cool moves where she like swivels her legs all the way around and just sort of pops back up in the air. And you're like, whoa, cool.
You're my dream woman. I still must have your hand.
You're all right.
I must have your hand. You must be my bride.
If you promise that we get to spar at least twice a day, sure, I'll marry you.
That was easy. Yes. Yes. Jomar, did you hear that?
Yeah, I started playing a like more romantic celebration.
Yeah.
Sort of like the song that plays at the end of, Phantom Menace when everyone's excited.
Why is everything from the Phantom Menace soundtrack? Why is Jomar such a big fan of the Phantom Menace? And why do they have the Phantom Menace in this world?
It's just a bard
thing. It's canon now. Phantom Menace is a part of this world.
It happened.
Jomar, it's not even one of the good Star Wars movies. Why are you picking Phantom Menace only deep cuts?
It has a great soundtrack.
It kind of does. I worked in a movie theater that summer that came out, and the soundtrack's pretty great.
Yeah. And when I was in middle school, we played one of the songs in band class.
You did, Jomar?
Yeah, yeah. And when I was in Halfling Bard Middle School.
What did you play what instrument did you play in the middle school band, Jomar?
I was in percussion, and I played the whistle. There's a whistle in the song.
Wait, is that
like a?
Is that real or just
like
D&D?
Like a slide whistle?
No, Harry, you got to tell me now, because if you played a whistle in school, I need to know about that.
It's true.
It you played a whistle in middle school?
Yeah.
Like a slide whistle?
No, it's just
a
like
penny a whistle. The one with the buttons?
No, it's just
I was
regular
trying to give you the benefit of that.
Can I just point out, this is why I love D&D so gosh darn much. You find out things about your friends that you never knew.
Like you blew a whistle like a crossing guard would use?
Yes. That's just how the song is part of it. It's a big celebration song at the end.
I don't remember any songs for Phantom Menace that involve someone just wailing on a whistle.
There is one. unless they just gave me that part because I couldn't play anything else. That's fine. I'll send you the song after this. It's good.
This is definitely the strangest episode of Beautiful Lies. Definitely.
I don't know. I've enjoyed myself thoroughly, so.
We've got 11 minutes left. Is this what you hoped it would be when you called?
I had no idea. I thought maybe we'd talk about it. Like, I've had it on my brain. It's Friday. Like, I've got, I think, two different games going this weekend. So I'm like, okay. But this went beyond all of my expectations. So thank you very much.
Mine too. I went from being a lonely, murderous scoundrel to finding love and finding out that Harry played a whistle in the middle school day. It's a really great day.
That's my takeaway. Harry played the whistle.
Maybe if enough people hear this, we can get like a Stitcher Premium spin-off series where we do a weekly dungeon. I'm just
The Adventures of Jomar Salvinson.
I would be the main character in the Stitcher Premium spin-off.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have time for that. I do not have time for that. So what if in the last 10, what if this goes classic Beautiful Anonymous style and then in the last 10 minutes you're like, also a mountain fell on my my car.
What?
Is there any like horrific dark thing you've lived through that you're going to just drop in the last 10 minutes?
That wasn't my intention, no.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I guess we can talk Scoop seriously about like how awesome it is. Like, I look forward to this like creative outlet like every week. It's it really is a great opportunity for a lot of people who you may not have even thought like really needed or wanted or desired that sort of creative outlet to really like let themselves loose. And I mean, you you never really know someone's crazy warped brain until they've been your DM before, I guess. And to get to see that side of people is pretty incredible. And to go, wow, that came out of your head. Wow. All right. Cool. it's pretty incredible. And if people haven't seen or like have no idea about it, I would highly recommend like checking out stuff that's super accessible and entertaining and awesome, like Adventure Zone and Critical Role and Acquisitions Incorporated and all these like really cool streaming, Twitch shows and everything that are out there that kind of show live play of role-playing games. It's so much fun and they're having so much fun. And it's, I have a neat hobby.
Now,
it's pretty awesome.
If someday a Beautiful Anonymous fan summit is convened, will you show up and DM a community-wide Dungeons & Dragons game as part of this event that no one is asking for and that almost definitely will never happen? Really?
Absolutely. For is an that, event that would positively never happen, I would be honored to run a game.
Is that something people would want? A BA fan convention. What would we do? Everyone would just like awkwardly stand around being kind to one another. What would it be like? We'd meet up at like the ballroom of a hotel and everyone would just sort of like smile and be nervous to talk in person because we'd be making eye contact. And I'm bad at that.
Well, that's honestly how most conventions go for people that are interested in these sorts of things. I think the only thing that we have going for us is like people cosplay. So you're like, oh, I recognize that person's cosplay character. Mm. We obviously have something in common. Maybe I could go talk to them.
That guy's dressed as Jomar Salvinston. That must be Harry. Yes, he's clearly dressed as Jomar. He's carrying a whistle and a drum.
Cosplay. It's all three of them. It's great. I'll go talk to them.
Wow. I feel like if my wife listens to this episode, she'll be convinced. She'll get on board and want to be a part of D&D.
Oh. either that or we've completely changed her away from the idea ever again.
Either that or she'll be mad that it turned into a quest for me to find a bride. She'll be like, why was that the crux of it?
Yeah, that might do it. That might do it.
I'll just roll in with the punches. Blame the DM. Actually, blame Absolutely. Solomon. Solomon brought it up. I don't have anything to do
it
with
true.
It.
But maybe she, it maybe your wife is the
Oh, that was probably my wife. That's who was the council. Yes, yeah. That's who it was. Yes.
Did you ever tell your bear to stop attacking
us? Oh, shit. Can we tell Lothax to chill out?
Oh, no. You kind of destroyed the entire town.
Damn.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah, about that.
Oh, my fiance is going to be so mad. I murdered half of her town with my bear. Lothax.
You kind of murder hobo'd her entire town. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
the most people you've ever DM'd happened. For?
I have DM'd for seven people.
It
was a complete cluster.
And with the online, okay, here's a good question. With the online gaming systems in place, what's the maximum people it can accommodate?
Oh my God. As many people as would probably fit onto someone's screen. But you probably don't want to do that. That just also becomes eight people talking over each other.
So what if I, what if I said to you that, okay, anyone listening to this episode, if you want to play Dungeons and Dragons, we're going to set up a link in the Beautiful Anonymous Facebook group. We're going to see how many people. Would you be willing to DM that game, knowing that there's over 31,000 members of that Facebook group?
Maybe we would do it lottery style, and I could...
lottery. Oh, if you want to enter the lottery.
Maybe five of them. Yeah.
So you want to say that we're okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. Beautiful Anonymous, the Facebook community. You can enter your name and our caller will randomly pick five. Our caller, you'll lead an online game that the rest of the community can watch and follow. What would you think of that?
I would totally do that. That'd be
really
amazing.
The Beautiful Anonymous
I think
D&D
I have a little
quest.
More time to prepare.
Yes. So. Yes. I want to be the bad guy in the D&D quest. I can't participate. I have a lot going on. Can you make me the ultimate villain? Can you just make me, Chris Gethard, the ultimate villain of the BA-themed D&D game we're going to start in our Facebook group?
I was going to ask if you wanted Glendon to be the ultimate villain. You just really want Chris.
Not Glendon Oakfoot. Not Glendon Oakfoot. Last of his kind. Me, Chris Gethard, can I be a man who strangely uses the phones to dominate this world in an evil way and they have to cut the line?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The Facebook community, when we air this, we're going to set it up. People will be able to follow along in the quest. And it will be real nerdy and either fun
so nerdy.
Or sad. It'll either be fun or sad. No middle ground with this idea. True or false?
It's going to be fun. It's always fun.
You're going to make it fun. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to make it fun.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to change the game. I can't believe we've literally only talked about and played D&D. Seriously, what is that other phone? What is the deal with the other phone?
It's forwarded calls. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
People listening to this, half of our fan base is going to say that was the most fun episode we've ever done, and half of it was going to say that was a betrayal of our trust. That was a complete betrayal of our trust.
I guess you're welcome.
People are going to get more mad about this one than they did about the Trump one.
Oh, man.
They are. Some people are going to be furious and feel like it was a waste of their time. And they're going to be mad at me, and they're going to be mad at you.
But they don't know who I am. Hey.
Oh, right. God damn it. God damn it. I'm the only one who takes any responsibility around here in this show. Oh, rolls.
If it's any conclusion, I had a blast. And I hope
you did. You had fun. That's good. I did too.
I had so much fun.
I think I had fun. I got the sense Harry had fun. I had the sense that Jared was amused but confused.
It's about right.
Yeah. I don't know if Jared would call that experience fun from what I picked up on.
I would do it again for sure, though.
Yeah. Yes! That's all. Success.
So we have 2 minutes left, and it's up to you in these final 2 minutes what you want to give to the beautiful anonymous listening community. Thus far, you've given them just an endorsement of D&D and a mini game. 2 minutes left, and you get to decide which direction you want to send this in.
Oh, geez, I don't know. Listen to you guys. I love this show. I love you guys just literally having lovely conversations with lovely people for an hour. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And even if you don't go play D&D, I guess, I don't know, get together with your friends and just sit around and have like meaningful conversations sometimes. Like we sometimes just slip into, I don't know, how was work? Work sucks. That sucks. Okay. Well, how about, you know, something more, you know, substantial. I think it's always nice to check in with the people you love and make sure that everything's on the up and up. And, you know, I don't know. Do they have aspirations and dreams and things that they aren't fulfilling? Maybe check in on that with them.
Oh, yeah. I should have asked you some of that. Oh, 30 seconds left. I had one more question on my mind, important question. How do you feel about Magic the Gathering?
Don't play blue.
No blue?
No blue. Blue's a cop-out.
I do not know what that means.
That will make people the angriest. That one sentence will make people the angriest this entire hour.
Thank you so much for calling and creating the strangest episode we've ever done. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Caller, I, Glendon Elkfoot, the last of my kind, thank you for calling, as does Lothax of the Hills. Very hungry bear. Thank you so much, caller, for calling and for doing that and for rolling with the punches. It was really funny. And I give you a lot of credit for just being able to say yes to that dumb idea. So thank you so much to the caller. Thank you to Tyrone the Terrible and Joe Marsalvinston in the booth. Thank you to Justin Linville. Thank you to Shell Shag, bards in their own right, halfling bards in their own right. Also, Harry Nelson and Jared O'Connell, they did some work on this episode too. If you want to know about me and my tour dates when I'm out on the road, go to chrisgeth.com. If you want to help Beautiful Anonymous, you go to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, subscribe. See you next time on Beautiful Anonymous.